Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. Federal, provincial, and local politicians gathered at the corner of Elgin and Darcy Streets at an affordable housing project called Elgin Park to announce a $5.7 million grant. It will more than double the existing affordable housing from 18 units to 40. The multi-phase project represents a huge upgrade to the existing buildings that were originally constructed in the 1960s. Rebecca Carman, the manager of housing services for Northumberland County, explains.
What we're looking at is the creation of 40 units, but we are also including in our design and our intention a common shared space, both a green space with some eventual playground equipment or something like that for kids, as well as a common building.
The housing mix will expand what is already there.
So what we are looking at here is our vision for Elgin Park is a mix between both rent geared to income housing as well as attainable market rent housing. So we are looking at increasing our rent geared to income stock to approximately 28 units and having 12 units deemed market rental that is at an attainable level for the community.
The $5.7 million from the two levels of government will cover only a portion of the costs.
That is fully for the construction of the project. It will fund just under half of the needed construction financing. And so we are looking at our options for financing sources for the others, and we are anticipating going to council in August to seek their approval and direction on our next financing strategy for that remaining amount.
The county is hoping to get started very soon, but what about the people already living there?
We really prioritize tenants that are there. We acknowledge that these are folks' homes that have been there for a long time. We have been connecting with tenants from the beginning. So early 2020, went to council with a tenant relocation strategy. And prior to us doing that, tenants were notified first of what their options were going to be. Again, so that they are our priority in this process. So some of the things we've done is that we have been working for about 2 years now and not rehousing any vacant units. So we currently have 4 units that are vacant. And we did this to maintain our ability to support tenants throughout the construction process. In addition, we are working with tenants directly impacted by phase one, and we're working with each family to find a suitable, safe, and affordable home for them to live in permanently or temporarily, depending on what that family would like to do in the long term. And so we are working with each family very closely to ensure that they are supported throughout this process.
There are other projects going on to meet affordable housing needs in Northumberland, like the Ontario Street project in Coburg, but there continues to be a great demand for affordable housing.
Currently, the wait list for subsidized housing is about 1,000 households are on our wait list, and the wait list has now grown to about 10 years in Coburg, 9 years in Port Hope, and it goes down a little bit in other areas, not substantially. And we're working to do the best we can to create new housing opportunities. But these things take the time and take a lot of, they're expensive as well. So we are working very closely in navigating how we move forward with those pieces.
So what's next?
So our next step will be, we're getting very close to submitting a rezoning application to the town of Coburg. So that will be our next key milestone. We will be communicating with the neighborhood around that project to talk to them also about the project that's coming and looking forward to construction start prior to the end of the year.
Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.